Democratic presidential hopeful Martin O'Malley was once the governor of Maryland and before that the mayor of Baltimore. While he didn't grow up there, he's embraced the city as he's built his political career. NPR's Juana Summers continues our series, The Journey Home, with Martin O'Malley's Baltimore.
Never been to Baltimore before? You might associate it with this.
Good morning, Baltimore! Every day's like an open door.
That's from Hairspray, the movie musical a few steps removed from the John Waters cult classic. The Waters flick is rooted in Waters' interpretation of Baltimore, a quirky, offbeat kind of place full of strange but endearing people. And then there's The Wire.
You gotta keep the devil.
The HBO show showed a different side of the city, one overrun with poverty, drugs, corruption, and aggressive policing in poor black communities. O'Malley's Baltimore is somewhere between the two. At different times, it's been both a launchpad for his political ambitions and an anchor weight dragging him down. But it all started with a tight race for a state Senate seat in 1990.
So Martin says he only lost by 43 votes. I say I beat him by 44. Fact is, I won that election, but it seems to me he won the war because he has been very successful ever since, and don't anyone count him out.
That's John Pica, the incumbent O'Malley tried to unseat. It was a long-shot campaign. O'Malley says he knocked on every door in the district. Everyone around him, including his now wife Katie, realized he didn't have a chance. But O'Malley always thought he could win.
So it was a hard loss, but in looking back now, it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me because it pointed me in a different direction.
Instead of the state house, he set his sights on a city council seat. He worked at a law firm during the day and made his case to voters at night. O'Malley won that race and spent 8 years on the Baltimore City Council before launching a campaign for mayor in 1999. He was the only white candidate of the three major contenders in a majority black city.
He basically ran a scare campaign.
That's Carl Stokes, who also ran for mayor that same year. He's now serving as a Baltimore City Council member. Sitting in a booth at a restaurant in his district, Stokes told me how he viewed O'Malley's campaign.
His campaign theme was that crime was the most important thing and we needed strong policing.
Marvin Cheatham's thoughts on O'Malley's time in Baltimore are a bit more measured. He's the former head of Baltimore's NAACP chapter. He says O'Malley's law enforcement policies eroded relationships between police and the community, a divide, he says, that still exists today.
There's still a lot of anger, still a lot of distrust as a result of the O'Malley policy.
O'Malley points out that crime went down, city management got better. He says he did what the voters who elected him twice wanted.
Fundamental to the turnaround of Baltimore was that the people of our city decided that we would no longer tolerate the fact that we had allowed ourselves to become the most violent city in America.
Despite that, Cheatham says that O'Malley is a consummate politician, always punching his way toward the next rung on the political ladder. Baltimore was just another stepping stone.
He's a very personable guy, very intelligent, very articulate. But when you look at the harm that he did, you know, you can't forget that you're still suffering as a result of the things that he did not do.
O'Malley recently moved back to Baltimore after his stint in the governor's mansion. He says he feels more at home in Charm City than he has anywhere else. Juana Summers, NPR News, Baltimore.